rain is still in the forecast for western North Carolina today, but it's beginning to taper off after a couple of wet weeks. Recovery crews have been taking stock of the damage from flooding and landslides triggered by subtropical storm Alberto. Blue Ridge Public Radio's Matt Bush has been covering the storm, and he joins us now from Asheville. Matt, how are things looking this morning in the mountains?
Well, much better than they have really all week. Gotten a break in the rain. Did have some rain overnight, but nothing at least severe that caused some new flooding, because that was the concern overnight. And the National Weather Service had said it would only take another inch to re-trigger flooding or make areas that where the floodwaters hadn't come down yet become a major issue again. So at least right now, things are better because of a break in the weather. It's allowed some of the rivers to go down, but there are thunderstorms in the forecast again this afternoon and in the afternoon for the next 2 days as well. So it's an area in some points that's gotten 2 feet of rain in 2 weeks. So we're all sort of looking forward to having no rain at some point.
Of course, of course. So is there still a risk of more flooding and landslides then today or in the coming days?
We have no flood watch or warning right now for the first time in about 3 days in the region. So there isn't, at least at this point, until these storms, you know, come into the afternoon, no risk of more flooding. Landslides, though, that's going to be an issue, I think, for a few days, really until a few dry days get strung together here to let the ground dry out. Because, again, you know, 2 feet of rain in 2 weeks is just saturates the ground. And that's really what's, I think, the bigger problem in the area right now is just that, you know, these landslides in a mountainous region, they can happen pretty quickly and without a whole lot of warning because of how wet the ground is.
As we mentioned, recovery crews are out right now trying to assess the damage. Do we have any idea of the extent of that damage so far?
So far, it's been worst in McDowell and Polk counties, but the crews there are still trying to assess some of the bigger things that happened. Obviously, you know, what happened Wednesday morning with the Lake Tahoma Dam, they've determined there was no damage to the dam. That was the one that caused the biggest evacuation. There were mudslides up on Interstate 40 in McDowell County. Most of the road has been finally reopened. I think there's still one lane that the state is working to get open later today. But there's a lot of areas that, you know, the damage is going to take a while to really assess because they're in rural parts of the state and rural parts of these counties that are going to take a little while for people to, for emergency crews really to get a handle on. But there is damage, particularly in McDowell and Polk counties, because of landslides.
You mentioned I-40 being almost completely back open. I think the DOT says this afternoon it should be back open completely.
Yes.
Yesterday, I was seeing north of 50 roads closed. What's the state of other road closures in the mountains right now?
A lot have been reopened in the city of Asheville here where I am right now. There were many, many roads closed Wednesday into Thursday morning. I think they're down to just two or three that are still closed that are directly around run next to the French Broad River and some of the lower lying areas. A lot of the parks in Asheville that are along the rivers are still closed as well this morning because of the high waters. But a lot of the roads have reopened, but again, in rural areas, you're going to have some very small roads that, you know, it's going to take a while to determine if they're passable, if they're going to take more work to be reopened or to be fixed from a lot of the landslides and a lot of the rain, because there are a lot of road washouts that happen because of the storm.
And any idea to the damages to the homes and businesses there in Asheville and also the surrounding area?
So in Asheville, the biggest flooding happened on Wednesday morning in the Biltmore Village area, which is near the Biltmore Estate. That's an area that has a lot of shops and restaurants and all that. The water, depending on where these businesses were, but the water got up less than a foot. Many of the businesses were able to reopen yesterday, having taken a day off, and said, you know, a lot of the damages they had were things they could overcome, but there were a lot of wet floors and a lot of carpeting being thrown out because the water was high enough at least to soak the floors in these businesses.
And Alberto is being blamed for at least 4 deaths, I believe is the number, in North Carolina. Have you
Yes.
heard any reports of any other serious injuries?
We haven't heard anything else serious. You know, the first death in this region actually happened before Alberto. That was the prior weekend before Memorial Day in Polk County because of a landslide. And then on Monday, 2 journalists were killed in Polk County covering the storms. So we haven't heard anything new serious like that. There were no serious injuries reported on those mudslides that happened on I-40 late Tuesday night. So we haven't heard anything new about serious injuries.
What can the region expect in terms of help recovering from these storms?
Governor Cooper did declare a state of emergency on Wednesday morning, which will allow for some federal dollars to come in once all the damages are assessed. There is also a state of emergency in the town of Black Mountain, which is right to the east of Asheville. That has less to do with damages. That has more to do with allowing local governments to do things like shut off water. And they did have a brief interruption in water service in the town of Black Mountain yesterday for a different reason. But there are some federal dollars and some state disaster recovery funds that can come in once, again, the damage is assessed. And that's going to take a few more days. And again, I think it'll come down to when we finally get a couple of dry days strung together, then we can finally get a firm hold on that.
That's Matt Bush with Blue Ridge Public Radio in Asheville. Matt, thank you for the update.
Thank you.